Blog Talk Radio.
Episode 5. Casey, welcome. It is episode
Hello.
5.
It is episode 5.
It is. We have crossed the month last week, so we've gone four in a row. This is our fifth in a row. We had our doubters, you know.
The technical difficulties at the beginning. We had some kind of at one point.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're doing pretty well.
I think so.
Yeah.
Five in a row.
There's no going back.
No, we have an Alaska. We have a Norwegian Conclavian. There is no stopping Conclave Radio.
Nope.
Except a possible name change.
A possible name change.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So that's a little tease there. The Casey's kind of we're going back and forth on
it. We're experimenting.
True. You never know. So let's be honest. It all comes down to will iTunes let us change it without us losing iTunes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it all comes down to. So we'll find out. But this is episode 5 of Conclave Radio. We're glad you're here with us. And we are joined this week. Of course, every week we always have a guest Conclavian. And this week is no exception. And his name is Drew Tolbert. Drew, how are you doing today? Let's try again. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that. This reminds me of the first week when you called in, and I was like, hey, Casey. But then something didn't happen. So, Andrew, if you do hear us, we see you on there, but can't quite hear you yet. So, chime in
so
if
can,
you, if
can
you
can
do
hear me
us.
Now?
There he is.
Hi, Drew.
I'm not sure what happened there. But so, how are you guys doing?
How about yourself?
I am doing good.
Great.
Well, Drew, we are glad that you are with us here on Conclave Radio. I always find Drew to be very interesting. He has lots of things going on. Of course, I don't know if you saw his blog, Casey, earlier today, but Drew let the world know that he does have a record in the state of Alabama. Isn't that right, Drew?
I do have a record. So I got to digging up through some archives and some various paperwork, and you know I'm claiming the title until someone comes out and disputes me. You know, if they had an ancestor in the 1890s or something that maybe beat me on this, but I am the youngest person to ever run for governor in the state of Alabama.
There you go.
Yeah, it's very impressive. So it had a little governorial. What's the word for that?
I don't know. Governor?
Are you talking about gubernatorial?
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Now that came about. That ended.
That shows our education.
But of course, you know, sometimes you'll say, "Yeah, you know, are you on Twitter, Casey?"
I haven't checked it often. Mm-hmm. I need to get back into social media.
You know, I'm on Twitter. I love.
The Twitter.
And, you know, and I have a respectable amount of followers for a normal person, non-celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, Conclave Radio may bring us just thousands.
Yeah, thousands, hundreds,
sure.
Millions.
You never know.
You know.
But Drew has an amazing Twitter follower list. Drew, where are you at right now? How many followers?
You know, I think I am under the 60,000 mark at this point. That is it's a daily changing total. But I think I'm somewhere around the 59.5 mark, if I'm not mistaken, from logging in earlier today.
Yeah, that's a few tens of thousands more than I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about 59,500 more than what I have.
Yeah.
Who's counting? All right. Well, tell us briefly, how did that come about? How does a person that's non-celebrity get 60,000 followers on Twitter?
You know, I'll be honest. I didn't understand Twitter to begin with. And I just, you know, I just threw stuff out there and let it stick to the ceiling and, you know, hope that it stayed there, you know, kind of like the pasta being done.
Sure.
But, you know, so I've had a Twitter account for years, and it wasn't until about, I guess, a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, that I really started using it to promote my blog, DrewTalbert.com, small plug there. You like how I just threw that in?
Yes.
I don't ask for permission, just forgiveness. So I just, you know, I started using it to promote there, and I found this guy. He is actually this, like, 17-year-old. Of course, he's older now, but because that was a few years ago, but he was this crazy entrepreneur guy that he had, like, 100,000 followers, and I was like, what's he doing? And so I just started reading his blog and everything, and, you know, a lot of it had to do with using the right hashtags. I had to learn what a hashtag was. You know, I previously only heard a hashtag, you know, I called it a pound sign, you know, before it was a hashtag, and so I had to start using the proper hashtags, and, you know, I started following some people back and everything, and it really did, it kind of went crazy. I think I might have shared this one with you, Clint, but I got up to about 85,000, maybe 90,000 followers, and I was getting so many direct messages that when Clint would message me, I wouldn't even see it. So it was getting to be too much. It really was. I couldn't manage it all by myself. It was just crazy.
Popular people problems.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not there.
And I wouldn't even call it popular people problems, because people, you know, so I thought big following, people would ask me stuff, but they were really just like wanting me to go to their blog and listen to, you know, their YouTube channel and all that stuff. So it was just, yeah, it was crazy nonsense.
Hmm. Well, Drew, I think it's going to be a fun 20 minutes or so with you. As everyone knows, the first, what Casey and I always do is we kind of recap last week's conclave. We kind of preview, and we have something a little sandwiched right there in the middle there for you, Drew. I don't know if you've listen to someone, we've had some of our past guests, but we'll have a little random question segment for you in just a little bit.
We want to get into the cracks of who Drew Talbert is, so, you know.
You know, I have listened, and I've tried to do my research. I played some Trivial Pursuit before the call today, and, you know, tried to get up, you know, get in the thinking mode.
So he's ready.
He's ready. He just...
Oh, okay.
He just thinks he's ready. All right. Well, let's talk about last week, Casey and Drew. Of course, we know you weren't there for Conclave, but you feel free to chime in. Last week was we had a great time at Conclave. It was a little kind of fly by the seat of our pants week, because we had a scheduled speaker, and because of just some circumstances at the church, we had to kind of throw some things together last minute. And long story short, everyone had to deal with me speaking.
So Metro with what is it? Conclave with Friends.
Yes, Conclave with Friends.
It is still ongoing. So.
Yes, Conclave with Friends is still ongoing. Unfortunately for everyone, the friend that had to speak last week was me. but we did start the night off with Mick Conclave. You want to tell everybody about that, Casey?
Well, I will say, for the past few weeks at Conclave, it's always been some sort of chicken, whether it's like Zaxby's or Publix or somewhere like that. And Clint makes this big deal that this week we're going to have something different. It's going to be – it's not going to be chicken.
A new meal.
A new meal.
That's what I said, was a new meal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got really excited. I, like, didn't eat lunch for this.
Oh, my – oh, really?
And I got there before 6.
Yeah.
Which is when Conclave usually starts on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't start – like, I'm pretty sure we waited about another 45 minutes.
We waited a little longer. We were trying to stall for Landon.
Yeah, I think it was 6:30 when Clint finally comes in with dinner. And he's got his arms – he's got at least 4 giant-sized McDonald's bags.
Yeah, it's true.
I think it was 25 cheeseburgers, 5 hamburgers, 40 McNuggets, and just like a truckload of McSauce.
And fries, don't forget.
And fries, a lot of large fries. So we had a few Conclavians bicker.
It's true. Some thought they were a little too good for the McDonald's.
Yeah.
But I think, Casey, you had the best line of the night. Do you remember what you said when a couple of people were complaining?
Oh, Lord.
You said, we're being fed on a Sunday night. We just say thank you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yeah.
It was different. I mean, you know, do I drive around town thinking, you know, what I really would like is a cheeseburger from McDonald's? Not really. But I was being truthful when I said it was a new meal.
Yeah, it was very – I could not get mad at you there. You were telling the truth.
Yes. The ladies at McDonald's
– Oh, so I was going to say, it's funny that you guys had that experience because I don't know if you knew this about me, but my freshman year of college, the first semester there, Monday through Thursday, every day, that's the only place I ever ate was McDonald's.
There you go.
So what is your go-to, or what was your go-to then, I should say?
Well, so you have to understand, it's been a few years ago, so the dollar menu was very high-ranking for a college freshman.
Sure.
So it was typically get lunch for $4 day is what that meant. You know, let's call it 10% sales tax, so you could get it for under $5, and I could get, like, you know, four burgers or a couple of McChickens and some burgers and that kind of thing. I think they had the double cheeseburger
Sunday.
On the dollar. Yeah, I think they had the double cheeseburger on the dollar menu at that point. So,
yeah. You know, we had a couple of people complain, but let's be honest. I think we had like three burgers left at the end of the night.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was, you know, we had a lot of yin and yang, but really at the end of the night, it was all pretty much.
Yeah, they were bickering.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently we can't. We're not going to do that again. In the foreseeable future. But now I have an idea of maybe we could do McDonald's again, but do the for McDonald's sometimes. Like, who could do some hotcakes and some biscuits?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people will tolerate McDonald's breakfast more than the gut bomb and
breakfast
fries.
From anywhere is always good to me.
Yeah. But yeah, we had a good week. We had a good little meal. And so we got to share for a little bit about living in the here and now and being present. And we just shared some tips about how we lose out on how it's so hard to live in the present and here and now, because we're oftentimes battling to think about the what ifs from, or the oughts from the past. You know, you ought to have done something different here, or you ought to have said something different there, or the what ifs of the future. What if school, I fell out of school. Or what if I lose all my money? Or what if my relationship goes to shambles? What if I never get married? There's all these what ifs. We're so plagued by the oughts and the what ifs that we miss out on the awesome blessings of right now.
Yeah, I remember one thing you said in your message was that stuck out to me. Past is gone forever, which means we shouldn't worry about it anymore, because the past is the past. It's gone. You know, we got to live more in the present. And for the what ifs and all, you know, that's not now. You know, it's not something you need to worry about until it becomes the present. So I don't know. I just liked what you said, where the past is gone forever.
Yeah, you know, we can lament on things in the past as long as we want, but it will do no good.
Exactly.
And it will do. It's kind of what the Bible talks about: how the future. Don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough problems on its own. It's the same thing. I can worry about tomorrow all that I want. And I'm guilty of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty about laying in bed thinking about my next day and maybe some things that I've got to tackle and accomplish. But it really does no good. It does. All it does is it keeps me from sleeping and having a peaceful night watching my television shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Drew, are you more of a – if you would say sometimes if you struggle living in the now, in the here and now – are you more of a ought person, or are you more of a what if person?
Oh, that's a difficult question for me to answer. And the reason
it
is a
random question.
That's right.
Well, here is something about me that most people, I guess they assume they don't know until I say it, but I'm not somebody that looks back. I'm not a worrier. I'm here. I'm now. I'm a fly by the seat of my pants kind of person. I definitely don't worry. I have people to do that for me. So, you know, if I had to pick, I guess, you know, looking back, I do struggle with a little more than, say, worrying about what's going to happen, if that makes sense. But I really, you know, I don't even do that. I mean, whenever – I'm not the guy that lays in bed at night sitting up, you know, just worrying about going to sleep. I my head hits the pillow and I'm out. It's actually a little disturbing. I should probably worry more, but I don't.
Well, you better get some sleep because you've got child number three on the way, and then there goes your sleep again.
Oh, right, yeah, it's done come the first of the year.
Yeah. And then we just had a really good time of worship and prayer. Chase and Lauren led us in worship, and they just did an absolute phenomenal job like they always do. And we're gonna preview next week, and we have a couple of things going on this upcoming week that I'm really excited about. But before we do, it's becoming probably the most look forward to segment of the week.
Oh, this is where all our listeners come in.
This is where the big bucks are made. Drew, it is now time to welcome you into random question segment. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready for the challenge.
All right, before we start, let me just talk something about last week. Pastor, he was our guest speaker conclavian on the program, and he tried to throw us a curveball by asking us a question. Now, it was hard for me to slap a hand of the man of God, but since he's not on right now, Drew, don't you be trying to pull that with us now. Now, this is a random question for us to you. Just chat around and ask us questions. Five questions. Let's see how. Are you up for it?
I am up for it, and I shall do my best to not ask any follow up from you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go, Casey.
All right. Well, recently in Alabama, we're finally getting some cool weather.
Finally.
I'm pretty sure the high yesterday was under 70 for the first time in forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the spirit of fall finally making its way, would you rather have cold weather or warm weather all year round?
I would vote warm weather. I live at the lake, so definitely. When the cold weather drops, I have no water anymore. So, you know, when the temperature drops, so does the lake level. So I'm definitely going warm weather all year round.
Sounds good to me.
I would tend to disagree, but it's not about me right now. It's about Drew.
See, I'm always one to like. By the time summer's ready, I'm ready for the cool weather. By the time winter's gone, I'm ready for the warm.
I'm one of those weird people that, you know, when time changes and it gets dark like at 4:45, I'm one of the few people who like that. I think it's very soothing. And if it was 60, 55, 50 degrees all year round, I probably wouldn't complain.
I
like shorts and flip-flops, you know.
Yeah.
But I liked it. It was like 40-something this morning.
That
it
was amazing.
Nice. It was so nice. All right, question number two. Here we go, Drew. What's the fullest you've ever been?
The fullest I have ever been. I guess we're talking about eating, right?
Yes, not spiritually. We've kicked spiritual out the door for a random question segment.
See, that's what I was thinking. I thought that was just the rule, but I wanted to be sure.
Sure.
Before, you know, y'all were trying to pull a fast one on me and be like, what? You're talking about that? The fullest I've ever been was definitely an experience that I had when I was in high school. I grew up in Corner, Alabama. And if you don't know where that is, you never will, because it's in the middle of nowhere. And there was a Ryan's that just opened in Jasper. And for us, Jasper was kind of like the closest town without actually having to go to Birmingham. So when Ryan's opened, me and this group of my friends would go there on Friday night, which was, of course, steak night. And we would go there immediately from school, and we'd fly to Jasper. We'd go out there and try to get there so we could get it for the lunch price. You know, sometimes we didn't make it because I think it cut over at like, you know, 4:30 or something like that. But, you know, whatever, we were eating steaks, and we had a contest to see who could eat the most steak. And
those are my favorite.
That was definitely the fullest I've ever been. the teams was the number that I made it to. The winner of the contest who that was not me ate 17 steaks. That's how many. It was a ridiculous amount. But I made it to the teams, but I didn't quite get to the 17. And I think I just sat there for an hour before I left. It was ridiculous.
That's a lot of steak.
Yeah, that 17.
Well, let's say quote steak, because I mean, you know, yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah. It's questionable whether or not that's actually steak. And you know, after that point, it no more eating like that. It was I'd never ever do a eating contest with anyone ever again.
Right. Yeah. All right. Question number three, Casey Hall.
All right. So, in the past, we've had a lot of, you know, the world-ending days.
Sure.
But we're still here.
We are. We abide.
So, how do you think the world's going to end?
How do I think the world is going to end?
We're gonna mark it on our calendars, too, as soon as you say it.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm a big fan of physics. I really am. Mm-hmm. Something that I don't talk a lot about to people. And, you know, one of the things that worries me in the realm of physics isn't so much what we can see, but what we can't see. And what I mean by that is, okay, so we're floating through space on a rock spinning in a circle, right? And then that rock that's spinning in a circle is spinning in a circle around another circle, you know, the sun. That circle, the sun, is spinning around within, you know, another circle, you know, what's known as the Milky Way, ultimately our galaxy, and that galaxy is then spinning around something else called Andromeda. They spin kind of, you know, counterintuitively together. But anyway, so I say all that to say this. When you total up all the speeds of actually how fast we're moving when we're sitting still, you know, we're actually traveling at a speed of like 100,000 miles per hour. It's just a ridiculous rate of speed that we're traveling through space. Well, as you know, eventually you'll exceed the speed of light if you keep getting at a bigger and bigger scale. So we can't actually see what's beyond that. So I think that, you know, in our infinite wisdom, we're concerned with wars and things like that, when in reality, we're probably just going to smack into something in outer space, and that's just how it's going to end. And we won't even be able to see it coming. And if we do see it coming, it's probably going to be too late.
Probably for you two losers, I'll be gone in the rapture.
But no, I mean, oh, no.
all right. Now, you've already crossed the hump, so you've done pretty good. I give you a solid thumb and a half up so far.
Yeah, it's a thumb and a half.
Thumb and a half. So you've done good so far.
Two more questions.
Yeah, two more questions. So a lot depends. A lot rides on these two questions, Drew. I'm going to be honest with you. All right. So what actor played their character so well that you can't watch them in any other show or movie without seeing that character? Like, just trying to think of an example. Oh, Jack Nichols. Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Yes.
Jack Nicholson.
All right. So Jack Nicholson, anytime I see him in anything, I used to think of him as he was a character in Batman.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I always see him.
Of course.
As a Joker.
Right. He's always
one
a Joker.
I'm going to be honest. He's one of my favorite Jokers.
Yeah. He was a great Joker. And then I always think of him in the Adam Sandler movie, Anger Management, Gru's Prabhah.
Yeah, I did see that.
And he saw very calmly, yeah. You know. So, yeah. So tell me a character that you like to watch on film, but he's so good in whatever it was that he was in, but it's hard to see him in any other show without seeing that character.
You know, this one is – I've got so many answers. I do, just so many answers welling up. So for me, the biggest ones that came to mind before you could even finish the question is the cast of Friends. I can't watch anything, you know, I mean, because Lisa Kudrow's Phoebe, you know,
right.
Matthew Perry, hands down, is Chandler.
Right.
Jennifer Aniston's the only one that I can kind of see. But, you know, Rachel wasn't really anybody anyway. You know, I feel like Jennifer Aniston was just playing somebody, you know, like
right.
playing herself, that wasn't a character.
Yeah.
You know, like a Chandler or a Phoebe or, you know, even
Joey was
Matt
Joey.
LeBlanc.
I mean, Joey is Joey no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. So that to me is the number one answer. But, you know, I also have to go with Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory. He's never going to be anybody else but Sheldon.
No.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with that one.
Yeah. You know, of course, I'm older than – I'm closer to Drew's age, but – it's kind of like seeing Kramer or Seinfeld. Now, I've seen George in other things. You don't see the Kramer in a whole lot of things after that, after Seinfeld. But it's hard to – that cast – now Julius Dreyfus has been in several – well, and Seinfeld is – he's Seinfeld. I mean, literally, he is Seinfeld. But that was a very good answer. I definitely agree on that. It's hard to see the cast of Friends than anything else other than probably Jennifer Aniston. Oh, that was pretty good. All right, Casey, bring it home for us.
All right. Well, end of the world. If you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Okay.
Ooh, this has me conflicted. It does. Because there's two people that live inside of me. There is the guy that did go to Ryan's and eat all that steak.
Yeah.
But there's also the guy that wants to be healthy. So, you know, I mean, pizza's going to be up there on that list because, I mean, let's face facts. Who just couldn't eat pizza every meal of the day,
that's
every
true.
Day?
That's true.
I have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's my,
I mean,
that's my go-to.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think that's got to be my answer. You know, part of me, you know, so if healthy Drew wins, you know, I'm going to say, like, my Special K protein-fortified cereal or whatever. But, you know, if he, you know, slams into something on a rock floating through space, then pizza's definitely winning.
But I'm not so sure. I mean, and I understand that. But I'm just thinking, if I had to eat the same thing every day, I just don't think I could grow for the rest of my life, you know, and I like cereal. I'm a cereal person, but I'm not sure. Or I eat a granola bar just about every day, but I don't know if I could eat a granola bar every day, you know.
Here's the thing about pizza. If you had to eat pizza every day of your life, does it have to be the same pizza, or could you like mix it up? Like you, I'm pretty sure you could eat like a veggie pizza or something, and your healthy side wins too, right? Does that work?
Oh, well, see, that's different. You can do the same thing with cereal. Then you can say, well, I'm going to have Special K for a week, and then I'm going to do Lucky Charms, and then I'm going to do Fruit Loops. And that's two totally different experiences. I think it's got to be the exact same pizza every day.
Well, if that is the case, then unhealthy me wins, and I'm definitely eating an all-meat pizza every day.
Well,
that's what I'm doing. I will wake up in the morning, and I'll have my large all-the-meat pizza and just – finish that throughout the day. That'll be what I do.
Well, there's so many ways to do the pizza. You know, you can do the fold method. I wasn't always a folder, but I'm becoming a folder.
I've become a folder.
Yeah, depending on the crust.
Because I dip mine in ranch. The unhealthy me wins on that one.
Okay, I'm not a big person that does that, but if I had to eat it every day for the rest of my life, I would totally do that. Or dip it in thousand, some kind of dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a dip. So great job there, Drew. Great job. Let's move on to some of the things that we have coming up for Conclave. So this is a busy week for us.
Oh yeah, October is a busy month.
It is a busy month for Conclave. This Saturday is our tailgating party at Casa de Champion.
Oh boy!
It begins at 2 p.m. Put the address out on GroupMe and other places. So we'll have that really available. The Alabama-Tennessee game. Some people will be watching that, and some people will just be socializing. There's no telling what the champions have in store for us at their house, but we're with that. Tonight, of course, is Conclave. We'll have Conclave that night. A special speaker, another friend of Conclave. Of course, we moved some stuff around again. This week, I'm quite confident Landon Jones will get to speak to us at Conclave.
It's about time.
Yes.
I've been missing Landon, so I can't wait to hear him speak.
Yes, I am too. So Landon will be speaking with us. We'll also have the worship team is going to – we're adding a member this week. So there'll be Chase shredding on the guitar. Plus
of course.
Things.
All right.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. So And then on the 28th of the following day is our Halloween extravaganza.
Casa Dave Johnson.
Yes. And for our Conclave Radio fans, we're still tossing around the idea about having a little radio program impromptu that night, right?
Yeah, I think we could do it. So maybe put like a live stream or something,
too. Yeah, why not?
But, you know, yeah. Something to look out for.
A little, maybe a little 15 or 20-minute pop here and there. That'd be kind of fun for the people, right? So, and then we will not have Conclave that night. So our last Conclave of October will be actually our last official Conclave would be this upcoming Sunday. But we will have the Saturday of the tailgating, the following Saturday of the Halloween, and then that'll be it for October. So we're going to be here at Christmas time and Thanksgiving before we know it. Casey, tell everybody how they can connect with us at Conclave.
Well, if you're in the Birmingham area, every Sunday night at 6 p.m. at Metropolitan Church of God, we hold Conclave. There's always some kind of food, whether it's chicken or
pizza.
We've done pizza or not that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The service will start at 6 with some worship and a message this week from Landon. But if you're not in the area, you can definitely find us on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Conclave Metro, or you can find us on Instagram at Conclave_Metro.
That's exactly right.
And please don't forget to subscribe to Conclave Radio on Blog Talk.
Or
iTunes.
Yeah, if you're listening live, follow us on Blog Talk, but then go subscribe on iTunes. A double dip never hurts anybody. Drew, you want us to give us another little plug before we go? You want to talk about Qualcomm?
What was that? I broke up just a little bit. What was that?
Tell us about
your
website.
Oh, I was hoping you would say drewtalbert.com again, so I didn't have to plug it. But yeah, you know, it works. It works either way if I say it or if you say it. Definitely you can check out the blog, drewtalbert.com, the only one I have now, despite what various links may tell you about the former governor of Alabama website. So there's that. You can follow me on Twitter at Real Drew Talbert, and I also have the Facebook page at Real Drew Talbert. I don't ever post as much on the Facebook page as I do on Twitter. I'm a maniac when it comes to Twitter. That's probably why I don't have as many followers on Facebook.
60,000 followers. 60,000. That's a lot of people.
Sounds like a start.
It's below 60, but yeah.
Well, I don't know if Casey and I will ever rank our special guests. I just don't know if we want to get into that game. But let's just say you are above the person who we won't name who put a curse on the show.
Yeah. I mean, she will probably not be on the show again. You, however, you know, I can see a future.
I'd expect a callback. Yeah. Drew, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, that would be fantastic. Thank you guys for having me. It was great.
Well, this was a great week, mm-hmm. Casey. So next week will be episode number 6.
Number 6.
Wow, we will get to recap the week that was of the tailgating party, the week that was for Conclave, mm-hmm. and then we will get to preview the Halloween extravaganza of the last episode before then. It's been a great week.
It's been a great week. It's been a great show.
But like Casey said, find us, subscribe live on Blog Talk. Go subscribe on iTunes. Help us out. Oh, we haven't said our hellos yet to our famous Conclave.
Oh, our Alaskan Conclavian over
hello.
Alaska. I
hello.
Hope you're listening. And where was
our Norwegian?
Norwegian and Norwegian Conclavian. We're going international. So there's no stopping us. There's no stopping the Conclave spreading.
That's right. The movement has begun. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. We'll see you next week for Conclave Radio.